Well, a lot of talk around Anzac Day yesterday, and of course that vibe will continue across the weekend with the Hunter Veterans and Family Support Centre, and they have their markets on. They'll be doing that at Wickham Park on Sunday. From the centre is Alan Crumpton to talk about that with us this morning. Alan, thank you so much for your time. I'll just take a wild punt here in suggesting that you were able to get along to an Anzac Day service yesterday.
I went to a couple of Anzac services yesterday. I went to Wall's End Dawn service. And then I went into town and marched in town with the Vietnam veterans.
I mean, you need to need the and backing up for the markets on the weekend. So you're going to need a spell next week, mate. I think you know quite a lot. And isn't it great to see it when you sort of go to these events, particularly from your aspect, being like a veteran, that you, like I said, you're at the Dawn service marching as well. You look out and see so many younger folk there coming along these days also.
Mate, it was terrific. Yesterday at Wall's End, I would suggest there was more than 2,000 people, and the number of school children and younger people and the respect they were showing. I turned around at one stage and looked at a young fellow, and he had his hand over his heart the whole time that the wreaths were being laid. And I thought, you know, how terrific is that to see a young fellow showing that respect? And then to go into town and the streets were just packed with people and young children sitting along the curb and gutter and all the, you know, mums and dads behind, and some of them sitting in the gutter too. But yeah, it was terrific to see the turnout in the town for the march.
And it is great. Everyone we talked to that were part of different ones, of course, we were at the Bullaroo one ourselves yesterday, and it's great to see those huge turnouts. Intergenerational, fantastic. Alan, in the shadow of Anzac Day, of course, we've got the Hunter Veterans and Family Support Centre. Some of the things that you guys delve into there and some of the things that are particularly unique requirements and needs of our veteran community.
Yes, well, we were the Hunter, or Newcastle and Hunter Region Vietnam Veterans. And we found that people were saying, oh, but I'm not a veteran, so I can't come along there. So we've changed our name to the Hunter Veterans and Family Support Centre. We provide advocacy for pensions. We've got two who are doing pensions, and we've got another four coming along who are being trained to do pensions. So we're doing heaps of pensions for veterans who are in need of pensions. And I recall, and a lot of people say, right, I don't need that. I'm fit. There's nothing wrong with me. And I remember when I was in Scone, an old Second World War digger came up to me. He was actually my uncle's captain in Tobruk. And he used to come up to me and he'd say, what have you done about reporting your stuff? And I said, but look at me, I'm fit. He said, but if anything happens to you, what are we going to do for your wife and family? We need to have all that written down so that we can help your family if anything happens to you. And I'm the welfare officer at the Wall's End RSL, the TPI, and the Hunter Support Centre. And I had a lady come in the other day who's the wife of a Vietnam vet. He's been put into a nursing home with dementia. And he's hardly put anything in for a claim. And all of a sudden, we've got to try and find out what was wrong with him to get her the support that she needs in her old age. So this is a lot of the stuff that we do in at the support centre. I go and visit people in hospital or in their home. I give them advice on how to get support. If they need someone to come and do their cleaning in their house, they can't do it themselves. Other things that facilities for showering, shower chairs, have rails put in, all that sort of stuff, how to go about getting it. So that's what we're all about in the support centre, and we're looking for younger people because we're all getting long in the tooth. So we're looking for younger people to come along and step up and take over from us and provide these services to the veterans out there. And we don't care who they are, whether they're Afghan, Timor, Rwanda. We're still dealing with a lot of Vietnam vets, but we find that even people who haven't been overseas, who have been a member of the service, whatever it might be, Army, Navy, Air Force, or we provide a service for them.
And again, like you said, Alan, it is those things that are immediate of need now, but a lot of that forward planning and we go back to that earlier conversation that you mentioned before. Markets on this weekend, Wickham Park on Sunday, always a big affair, and I imagine this weekend a big sparkle on the way.
I would hope so, yes. Lately we've been getting over 100 stalls there. And there are all sorts of things there to have a look at and buy trash. Somebody's trash is somebody else's treasure.
Always the way.
And the Rotary Club from Walls End, Maryland, now provide the meals. We thought we were getting too old. We couldn't get enough people to come in and help do the cooking. So they come in now and they provide a terrific sausage in a bread roll and bacon and egg roll or about a cup of chips.
Sounds like, Alan, they've got it all covered for you, the food there. And great to see some of those sort of other organisations coming along and being a part of what traditionally is a great part of the calendar. Wickham Park this Sunday for the markets. And again, Alan, great work to you and the team at the Hunter Veterans and Family Support Centre. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, mate.
And if you'd like some more information on the event or on the centre, you can head to our events calendar. We have some more information there for you at 2NURFM.com.au.